Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. Hi, Brandon.
Hello.
Happy Christmas.
It is basically Christmas
well,
now.
Well, because Halloween is done.
Except for Canadian baseball fans.
Yeah, Christmas didn't come at all.
Nope. No. Santa Claus isn't real.
It was just Krampus.
Yeah. We just finished watching the World Series.
Yeah.
I'm mostly a hockey fan, but over the past week and a half, I became a baseball expert.
Yes, that's right.
I was pulling that line on you the last couple days because I...
You would be spouting off baseball facts because you're a baseball expert.
Baseball expert. You pick things up pretty quick, though, so...
Yeah. I mean, I at least have always known the basic rules of baseball, so, yeah, I'm just not an expert. Not like you.
I never played baseball as a kid. I never really liked baseball that much, but it is probably my third favorite sport. Yeah, it's my third favorite sport.
Do you have, like, a top five or what?
I couldn't tell you what my fourth is. Maybe tennis? Tennis, probably my
What's
fourth.
What's your second? Football.
Football. Yeah, yeah. Football. Both Canadian and American football.
Okay, I was just going to ask if you lumped them together.
I lump them together. I like Canadian football more.
What about soccer, though? Or rugby?
I loved playing soccer. That was my sport as a kid. Mm-hmm. I don't really like watching it. It's a terrible professional sport. Mm.
What about, like, rugby?
Rugby sevens is really good, but it's just not...
Something
like
you watch very often.
A professional thing that has a lot of exposure. I like lacrosse is kind of cool. Canada's national summer sport.
Yep, that's true. That's true.
But I
not
know.
Figure skating. That one's mine.
No, not figure skating.
You don't like,
and like Olympics doesn't count. So
you don't like poo-poo figure skating though. You're just like
they're incredible athletes and they put on an incredible show, but. Yeah, it's not really. Yeah.
Not your thing.
Not my thing. Anything that has, like, artistic scores,
But yes, the Blue Jays lost.
In, like, an incredible game.
Yeah, in, like, the second overtime.
Wow, now you sound like a hockey fan.
Sorry.
It's called extra innings.
Extra inning. Second extra inning. And, it was... nail biter the whole way through.
It's had.
I think it took 10 years off my life.
And you don't even.
I don't even know why I care so much.
It's had Canada as a country on the edge of its seats for a couple weeks. And
we should have won.
I think the Blue Jays and the run differential will show this. Were by quite a bit the better team in the series.
Yeah,
but. They didn't get her done,
nope,
so that's what happens.
That is what it is. I'm, like, coming down from it. Like, I was rocking back and forth in the fetal position there for a little bit.
There is, and I will say this time and time again, I like movies and everything, there is no better entertainment in the world than live sports.
Yeah, I think it depends on the sport, though.
Yeah, even something like... crappy like basketball.
See, it's funny because you look like someone who plays basketball.
I do, but I really dislike the sport. Both playing and watching.
And watching.
But just the drama that a sporting event can provide is unmatched.
Yeah, I just,
anyway, that was my nerd thing.
You've watched hours upon hours.
I've become a baseball expert.
Yes.
I've watched more hours of baseball in the last week than I have in the last...
39 years?
10 years?
Okay, all right.
I used to watch baseball in the summer when I was a kid, because it would be on TV during the day, and it was something to watch, and like I like sports. So.
Yeah, it's the sport that's on.
Yeah, so I did watch a little bit now and then. And, like, we were 8 years old when the Blue Jays went back-to-back World Series champions. Mm-hmm. So there was always a little bit of baseball.
Right.
But, Yeah. I don't know. I've had fun, and I hopefully they continue to go. They've got really rich owners now. Big telecom that boo. but they have a lot of money, and they've been after a lot of big free agents, so hopefully they keep going.
Yeah, they keep talking about like the type of like the cohesion of the team and things. So like, yeah. Hopefully that lends itself well. Do you want to hear my nerd thing?
I would love to.
Okay.
It's probably happier than my nerd
mine
thing.
Mine is so happy. Mine is like, I also almost had a heart attack, but in a completely different way. It wasn't like tense heart attack. It was like shock and surprise.
It was shock. It was a random Thursday.
Yeah. So years ago, Animal Crossing 2.0 was announced.
As the final update.
Exactly. They made a big deal.
Da-da-da-da-da.
That's the final countdown, not the final update.
The final update.
There we go. Now it's the final update. Good job.
Yeah.
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 And they made a really big deal about this. No more updates. They weren't going to touch it anymore. That was it. And then on a random Thursday, as in like this week, just kidding. Not only do we have Animal Crossing for the Switch 2...
Which there was a lot of conjecture that they would do a Switch 2 update, because they've done that for a lot of popular games, like
I would have been
Mario.
Excited. I would have been happy. I would have been excited. I wouldn't have been super surprised.
They kind of up-res it and, do
exactly.
that thing.
Yeah, exactly. But...
This is a lot bigger than that.
Yeah, so that was announced. Oh, and then by the way, Animal Crossing 3.0, the free update, is coming for all... Animal Crossing, New Horizons.
Even if you got a crappy old
Switch. Even if you have a crappy old Switch. And it is, like, insane the amount of stuff they've added. They basically... Oh, it's like... I could go into crazy details.
It's a free update that's as big as the last paid DLC.
It basically is. Yeah, it really is.
Which is crazy to
yeah.
me.
Yeah. There's, like, one bonus that the DLC has over this one, and that's... for people who play Animal Crossing, you could customize your villagers' houses that you couldn't do before, and it completely changed the way people play the game. And so that is a bonus that had with the DLC. This one doesn't have anything like that. Other than that, it is, like, bigger. Like, the amount of stuff that you get out of it is bigger.
I think all the stuff that this brings is bigger than customizing your...
No, the customizing the villagers' houses was a big deal. No, that was a big deal. People, especially
creative
like...
creative mode.
No, creative mode is a huge thing. But
I'm sorry, it's bigger.
Especially because
or
like...
as big,
the
anyway.
Streaming world of Animal Crossing was so big thanks to COVID, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people would pick or not pick villagers based on what their houses looked like.
Sure.
But so now they would base them based on which villagers they wanted. And then because you can make the houses whatever you want. So that's why I say that was a really big deal. But yeah, that was a paid DLC. This is a free update.
It's
crazy.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's insane.
And I don't even like Animal Crossing that much.
But... And like completely out of nowhere, which does lead me to believe that it's going to be a lot longer before we get a new game. But you know what? This is the way to do that, because basically we got a new game now for a while.
Let them cook.
Yeah. Do it right if it takes longer. That's fine. But yeah, so this is by far the coolest. This is so cool. I'm so excited. This was that much happier heart attack that I was having.
I was at work, and I opened up my phone, and I saw the news. And you were at work because you went back to work.
I did. That was... a lot less happy situation.
Yeah, well, we won't get too political on here, but...
Not being at work. I like being at work.
You like work.
I like my job.
You like your job.
I didn't
you
like
the
all
kids.
The stuff surrounding
there's,
it.
There's some weird political stuff going on.
But yes, we typically don't get too political, no. But yes, I was at work.
You were at work, and I was at work, and I happened to open my phone, and I saw this thing, and I had to, like, check a couple different sources, because it seemed... odd.
Well, considering for years the big deal they've made about like no more updates. Just kidding.
Yeah, I sang the song. There was a whole thing.
It's true. Exactly. With musical numbers.
Yeah. And so there you go.
Yeah, it's crazy. So that's my nerd thing. I'm very excited. Comes out in January. Happy birthday to me.
But not me.
Like, it could be happy birthday for you, but your birthday present is me playing Animal Crossing.
Oh, that's true. I can relax and eat junk food or something.
That's true.
That's good. Okay.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
right?
Fair.
Yeah. Yeah. Whew, that was just, like, so exciting. And you kept sending me, like, you sent me the headline, but I couldn't even, it was my busiest day at work.
Mm.
I couldn't even watch the trailer till after work.
You were like, what?
And then I was like, oh my God, I need to know more. But, yes, anyway, it was very exciting. And also, I guess my other nerd thing is it was Halloween. Halloween was fun.
Halloween was fun. We did manage to sneak in a viewing of we're going to Sugui into our next on Disney Plus Marvel.
Yeah.
We did sneak in a viewing of Marvel Zombies.
Oh, you totally, like, I was hoping you would say that. So you did it right.
Yes, nailed it.
Perfect, Sugui. What did you think?
I quite liked it a lot, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically just a sequel to the What If episode, mm-hmm. and continued on from the awesomeness that was that, and
yeah, one of my favorites.
It was super fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was great Halloween. It's, what, 4 episodes? Each one's like half an hour long or something?
Yeah, it was roundabouts a half hour each, and I don't know, you just have, like, crazy stuff going on.
You got
most of the people coming back to voice their characters in animated
form.
And you're
so cool.
Doing cool stuff that you can't do in live action.
Yeah, they don't let you do that in real life because physics.
Yeah, I mean, physics is kind of a bummer sometimes. Like when a ball gets stuck in under the foam. But anyway, no, I'm not dwelling. It's all good.
I'm gonna dwell. but yes, Marvel Zombies, I really enjoyed as well.
No, it was really good. Mm-hmm. And they left it open like they could do a sequel.
They could.
And I think that's what they're kind of going for Disney Plus content is more animated stuff.
Yep.
So hopefully there's a season 2.
Yeah,
I'm not going to spoil.
No. But they did leave it open where they could, but also because it's Halloween, if you leave it on a cliffhanger, it worked okay.
I don't know about that. I
thought it worked okay.
I will be
but
disappointed
I
if they don't revisit it.
Yeah. I really liked it. I thought it was really good. I thought the approach they took with, like, who to focus on and stuff like that was good, too.
Yeah. I want to see more.
Yeah. Agreed. And what are you drinking? We totally kind of skipped over that.
I'm just finishing off one beer, and then I'm going to open another one,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Golden Hour, which happened a long time ago now.
It's true.
but it's a hazy pale ale.
Yeah. I don't know. It looked like one you hadn't tried before, so I got it for you.
It's from a brewery that was offering free beers for teachers during the strike, actually.
Oh, was it? Which brewery was
Tool
it?
Shed.
Oh, yeah. Tool Shed. Yeah. Yay, companies that supported teachers.
Golden Hour.
Yay. I am drinking, you made me a gin drink. Mm. I'm just finishing, and then I have a pumpkin beer from Fernie. It's the last of my pumpkin beers.
We did need to drink a little bit to
Ugh.
Get through the ball game.
I think I'm still rocking back and forth.
just wait till something that exciting happens in hockey.
No, I don't. I literally don't think I could. I don't think I can do it.
The
golden goal.
Yeah, 2010 Olympics.
I distinctly remember, like, almost feeling nauseous. I was so, like...
Thank goodness that went positive, because I would have been distraught if that had not gone positive.
I remember that whole game just being like, yeah, can't do it. Can't do it. Okay, head to the news?
Sure.
Disney A News Update.
Okay, so Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I had a mouthful of beer.
So basically Halloween season, we're doing the transition right now between Halloween and the holidays. Very nice. Tell me what you think of it. The Golden Hour.
Oh, I thought you meant the transition between Halloween and Christmas. Disappointed, if I must be honest.
Why?
I like Halloween more than Christmas.
You're disappointed Halloween is over.
Yeah, yeah. But I saw a comic last night, and there was, it was a lady in a witch hat, and she looked all sad sitting on the couch. She's like, "What's the matter? Halloween's your favorite holiday." And like, there was like tiny writing in the background, and she's like, "She's waking up. She'll be awake tomorrow." And then you just see Mariah Carey in a block of ice cracking. So yeah.
Mariah Carey has awoken.
Mariah Carey has awoken. Which is fine. I do like Christmas. Yes. I just don't like it as much as Halloween.
Right. And I'm the same. I love Halloween, but Christmas just wins out a little bit more for me. But in my world, it's Halloween all of September and all of October.
See, I can do 2 months of Halloween. I prefer 25 days of Christmas.
You don't get 25 days of Christmas, though.
I know.
As you are wearing a Christmas sweater right now, actually.
I'm wearing a Deadpool sweater yeah. that just happens to be wearing a Santa oh, Claus hat. Okay.
Not like me, who specifically went looking for a Christmas sweater today.
No, I did wear this for you.
Thank you.
But my battery, I need new watch batteries.
Yeah, it's a light up one.
Yeah.
I do not put up my tree November 1st.
Ooh, this golden hour beer is quite tasty.
Let me have a taste. I did not decorate for Christmas today, which is November 1st when we're recording. But I did start taking down Halloween, and I have no problem with people who do decorate on November 1st. I am definitely in the category of decorate earlier as opposed to later, so you can actually enjoy it. I don't understand when people decorate at the last minute, the same time you're trying to do parties and events, especially if you have like school-age children and like shopping.
Yeah,
and
stressing out in December kind of ruins the whole holiday.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's tough. It is tougher in the States, I will say, because their Thanksgiving's so late. I call it remedial Thanksgiving because
yes,
it's so slow.
It's true. And actually, it's funny because I keep seeing these things now where they say like Thanksgiving's getting completely forgotten about because people focus on Halloween and then Christmas.
It's so late.
And now it's like a random afterthought.
See, the holiday we have in between is Remembrance Day, so I feel like you got to respect that
a lot more. I agree. Well, and they have Veterans Day at the same time, though.
Is it the same time? I thought it was like one off, one weekend off.
No,
or
you're
something.
Thinking May.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. So the way I kind of do it is I might decorate before Remembrance Day, but we won't turn on our lights or start playing music or anything like that until after Remembrance Day.
Right.
Yeah.
I did turn on the lights for our first snowfall because it was aggressive in October.
It was not only, it was like the second, it was like October 10th or something like that.
We were coming home from Canadian Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And it was a lot of snow too. It wasn't like a little dusting.
Yeah. So I was singing Christmas carols, and I turned on the Christmas
lights.
Yeah,
but lights. You were very angry about it.
I was very angry about it, yes.
You were like, deck the halls.
Yeah. At least it wasn't September this year.
That's true. That has happened. Oh, it's not a common occurrence, but it does. It isn't weird either.
I don't know. It's like a 50-50 shot if
that's
you get a blizzard in
weird.
September.
Yeah. But anyway, it is in between time at Disneyland right now. So even though Halloween season is still going on, obviously, once Halloween is done, it's kind of done.
They do a Day of the Dead celebration now with Coco and stuff in California Adventure.
As that area gets finished, I think that's going to be even bigger now.
Yeah, I agree, because they're putting in a Coco water ride there, right?
Yeah, they're going to do, that whole area is going to be Coco themed. That's Plaza de Familia during the holidays and everything. Mm. And during Halloween.
It just makes sense.
And it's right off of Pixar Pier there, or right near there anyway. And yeah.
Because it gets a thumbs up for me anyway.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I like that area a lot, actually. Although we've talked before how much we like DCA holiday events of all kinds anyway, so.
DCA puts on a good holiday, and you got your
festivals.
Drink, you got your drinkies, and you got your edies, and that's good.
Super fun live music.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That little plaza there with the bandstand, some really good bands play there, and it's
really enjoyable.
You can have some food and listen to music, or you can have some beers and listen to music,
and
it's
never
awesome.
Not enjoyed any of them there. So
wonderful.
Really, really good. Highly recommend. The holidays at Disneyland officially start November 14th. We were there before, like last time, in between Halloween. It was right before, like, we left, I think, on the 12th or something like that.
Yeah, we went for Remembrance
Day. We did. We went for that long weekend. And we left, I think it was the day before, 2 days before it started, because we kept hoping that they were going to open up the holiday food carts 2 days early.
Yeah, they went 1 day early instead.
Yeah, that's what we figured was going to happen.
But we saw a lot of the decorations and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
we got some of the merch. We did the pictures. The trees were up. Everything was up and open except Small World. And, of course, the food. But some of the food they even released early, but just not the...
Just not the carts.
Just not the carts. Like which is our favorite thing.
Yeah, I love a Disneyland food cart.
Oh, me too. Absolutely. I'm not going to do, like, the foodie guide right now or anything. I don't actually think it's been officially released yet, although some of the treats have started showing up. That'll probably
that might be later this month.
Yeah, that's going to be probably next episode.
Well, what a teaser that is.
But
you're such
all
a
of,
tease.
Such a tease. All of the merch and stuff is out, and they have a lot of special 70th anniversary holiday merch.
Oh, yes. It is still the 70th.
And I also wanted to mention, we've talked about it before, but they're doing a Mickey's Christmas Carol special buffet, theme buffet at Storyteller's Cafe.
Which is very cool, but it's not a Muppets Christmas Carol, so less cool.
It is less cool, although I absolutely love seeing Goofy dressed up like Marley.
Goofy does make a good Marley, but he's
not Waldorf and Statler.
He's not a Marley and Marley.
No.
So, they are twice as good.
They are. Because
there's two of them.
Because there's two. All the people who never knew that there were
Robert
only...
Robert Marley.
Oh, old good old Robert Marley. It's funny because it's Bob.
Yes. Oh, thank you for explaining
the joke. Yeah.
Yes,
But I think that's really cool. I would want to do this so badly if we were going.
Oh, Storytellers is just a good deal in general.
Oh, 100%.
And the fact that they're doing evening character food
is super special.
Awesome now because the food at Storytellers is way
so
better.
Good.
Way
so,
better
so
than
good.
Goofy's Kitchen.
I still like Goofy's Kitchen, but yeah, it's a totally different category. I also, for breakfast, like Minnie's.
Oh,
at the Plaza.
Well, we went there the last time we went to Disneyland, and that breakfast was unreal.
Yeah, it was huge and super varied. But, I mean, it's different doing, like, supper at Storytellers is still a different category to me.
Oh, so good.
It's so good.
Like, we've gone there twice now.
Yep.
Well, I've gone there twice now. I don't know.
I've only been there twice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the first time wasn't fair because we
got so lucky.
We nicked the second... serving of the Christmas buffet, but paid regular price.
Yeah, because we were there on Boxing Day.
And
they're like,
if you're American, that's the day after Christmas.
Oh, right. Yes. And so they literally served the Christmas buffet again for Boxing Day just because of, like, quantities and things like that.
I didn't think a roast turkey on a buffet would be any good, but it was, like, one of the best turkeys I've ever had.
I was, like, offended.
I was a little mad about it, but, like, in a good way.
Yeah. I'm so mad I'm going to go get more.
The chefs at Storytellers
put on
an amazing buffet.
Yeah. And then another time we were there another evening, that was, like, the regular menu. Still
really good.
Yeah. So, like, I have never been to this.
Being a professional chef for a buffet must be
so hard.
Really hard, because you got to, like, almost anticipate what people are eating, keep it fresh, but also
ready, like, whenever they want. Like, it's crazy. Like, but they do such a good job. Like, it's so good.
They do a good job at Storytellers. I've been to buffets where they don't do a good job.
Yeah, I'm talking Storytellers. So I've got to say that even though I personally have never done the Mickey's Christmas Carol buffet at Storytellers, I would strongly recommend, if you have the means and the ability to go, book yourself a table and do it. And then send us pictures so I can live vicariously.
Storytellers isn't cheap, but I would say if you have a good appetite, it's probably one of the best values that you get.
Oh, especially for the quality.
On property.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. We time it where we, like, don't eat or barely eat before it, and then we, like, make it worth it. And then we either do, like, an early supper setting or a late supper setting.
If you go after it, you get your money's worth pretty quick, because there's a lot of high quality stuff on the buffet.
For sure.
Oh, and it's all so you good. Can eat. So.
Yeah, so you do. But, and this time you can see the characters walking around.
As long as they don't get in the way of my delicious food.
They won't. They're really good at this.
Okay.
I do agree this is the second best Christmas Carol. It is nothing holds a candle to the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Second best animated Christmas Carol.
Oh, yeah, that's agreed. Although Muppets isn't animated.
Well, okay. Second best.
Family focused.
Family-ish. Whatever.
That's a gonzo. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Because, your Alistair Sims Christmas Carol
right. Yes,
is probably unmatched, agreed. But...
No, I still like Muppets better, but Alistair Sims can be second.
Muppets is very good.
Muppets is
Michael,
so good.
Michael Caine.
Oh, my God. Just amazing. So, so good. Almost time to watch it again.
Almost.
I usually watch it twice now.
I think we're going to watch it twice again.
I think so. Yeah, we should watch it at the end of November and then, really close to Christmas. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm excited.
I could watch it infinity times.
Oh, so. I agree. And I usually do Nightmare Before Christmas twice as well. That's usually one of the first ones I watch.
You haven't done it once yet, so.
Not yet. It might be, tomorrow, honestly.
But you did watch Halloween Town.
I did watch Halloween Town on Halloween. I also
watched the first time you've watched Halloween Town on Halloween?
Yes, absolutely. I always watch it, leading up to.
Mm.
But it's also usually I'm coming home from work and then handing out candy immediately.
I did come to the sickening realization that we are probably much older than the mother in that
it's
movie.
True. It's so true.
We're closer to Debbie Reynolds' age, actually.
I said that when we were watching. I was like, we're closer to the grandma's age, actually. Also, I watched Muppets Haunted Mansion this year again.
I didn't because I was on playing video games on the computer.
Yeah.
But I kind of looked at it. It looked pretty fun.
It's fun. It's basically just hey, you like Muppets and hey, you like Haunted Mansion. Let's just throw them together,
smash them together,
have fun with it for almost an hour.
They need to do more of that with
the
Muppets.
They do. Muppets are great at it. So
I have hope now that they.
I do too.
They've embrace the Muppets a little bit with the Rock and Roller Coaster reskin.
Yes.
And the Disney Plus show that they just had. and stuff like that. So, I don't know.
I'm glad they're not, forgetting the Muppets.
They shouldn't.
No.
Although,
awesome.
Apple TV had a Fraggle Rock show, so what the heck is up with that?
Oh, that's interesting. I don't think I knew that.
Yeah. Apple TV is going to have Fraggle Rock.
How?
Well, they must have licensed it out with the Jim. Disney
guess.
Owns the Jim Henson Company.
Right,
but,
right.
Yeah, Apple TV is going to make a Fraggle Rock show.
No,
I never watched Fraggle Rock.
No, me neither.
My least favorite Muppet property.
I do like on Muppets Christmas.
What's your least favorite Muppets property?
Probably that one, just because it's the one I didn't watch. But A Muppet Family Christmas has the Fraggle Rock characters
in
it.
They do, yeah.
And I really like them in that.
What about Dark Crystal?
I've never seen Dark Crystal, so I can't include that in my... I know.
I liked Dark Crystal because it was dark. And a crystal.
I finally watched Jim Henson Company contributed Muppets to Labyrinth, and I finally watched that.
Did you? When?
A year ago with my... I watched it at school. The kids were studying it.
Oh.
I told you that.
That's disappointing.
Why? I told you this.
I don't remember this. I wanted to watch Labyrinth with you. Okay.
Well, I'll watch it again. I actually really liked it.
That's fine.
The worst is
we're learning things today.
The worst is I think I only saw 3/4 of it because I was absent.
That's
for
why
part of
I'm
it.
Disappointed.
No, yeah, well, it's what my students were
disappointed.
Oh my god, editing is gonna be a nightmare.
No, that's a meme. Come on. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. Do you have any other news?
Well, there has been several leaks about the Avengers and the Spider-Mans and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone that you want to focus on? Because that's going to be our main topic.
What a segue.
Oh, I'm so...
You're on the segue train.
I'm like a shortstop turning a double play right here because I'm a baseball expert.
I don't don't know. Like, I really enjoyed the commentary on Chris Evans because his muscles have gotten bigger again.
Yeah, this should be the main topic.
Okay, so let's head to the main topic then so we can discuss Chris Evans' muscles.
There was an idea to bring together a couple of regular podcasters to see if they could talk about the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We call it the Disney A Initiative.
Chris Evans has some mighty fine muscles.
They have gotten insane. So, even though he has not been confirmed for...
So, yeah, let's drag it back here.
Okay, but I was ready to talk about Chris Evans' muscles.
I mean...
Okay.
That's America's biceps and pecs.
All of it.
And gluteus maximus.
Okay, dragging it back.
We had... 5 hours of chairs.
Yes, we did.
Some people call them the Avenge chairs.
Oh, I actually like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
27 actors and actresses were announced for Avengers Doomsday. And since then, there's been a lot of speculation on who might join that very large cast.
Right, because there were some names that people assumed were going to be in it that weren't.
Like Hoomst.
Chris Evans, for one.
Oh, yeah. He has muscles.
And then all his recent pictures have had him in much more muscly than...
Well, because he continues to act in different things, and then he was promoting some other show, it was on a red carpet or something, and, like...
He looks like Captain America again, basically.
And that's not his, like, walk-around weight.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's not, like...
No!
Sloppy ever, but he does not...
He does not have a dad bod...
Oh, yeah.
But
no.
The effort that it takes to get into Captain America shape is something different.
Yes, exactly.
It's another level.
So it's like, if he's not doing that, he's doing something.
It's just like Hugh Jackman. He talked long and hard about the effort he has to go through to get into Wolverine shape, especially at his age now.
We might get to him. Because I think we should continue talking about the other characters. Doctor Strange makes sense to me.
There has been a lot less focus on him.
I noticed that, and he was one of the big surprises that wasn't in it when that first came out.
Especially because it was pretty well known that he was a major part of the original lead-in to Secret Wars. Like,
okay.
Secret Wars was announced as a two-parter with Kang Dynasty being the first part originally. That has subsequently been scrapped.
Why would it happen?
Thank you.
Yep.
some stuff. And, round two.
Okay.
What you drinking?
Pumpkin beer.
Ugh.
It's called Pumpkinhead. It's my last pumpkin beer because then I switched to peppermint and apple and other gingerbread.
Winter beer?
I don't like winter beer because it's usually dark.
I don't like.
Almost too dark for me.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Okay.
Doctor Strange.
He was a big part of the Kang Dynasty script, apparently.
Right. Yes.
And now that's not happening. I would be surprised for him to not be part of the Doomsday thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the main semi-original, not really Avengers, but he was a big part of Phase 3.
Avengers Round 2.
Yeah. After... Age of Ultron.
Yes.
The big lead up to Infinity War. He was a major part of that, and he's the one that's still kind of kicking around and had his last movie ended on a cliffhanger. Kinda.
Yeah. Post-credit scene, anyway.
Yeah. So I would be kind of weirded out if he wasn't in it.
I agree, totally. Especially he's just been hanging out, and we don't know what's going on with him. So I think he's a logical addition who hasn't been announced. I wouldn't be surprised if Hulk. Was it like Mark Ruffalo's Hulk? I mean, I think he'll be in it.
That's the other.
I
thing
was literally going to ask about this.
Going on right now is Doomsday is just over a year away. It's supposed to come out in December 2026.
Yes,
and we're a month away from December 2025.
Yep.
In between that. A bunch of Disney Plus stuff is supposed to go on.
Yep.
But the big theatrical release is the Sony production of Tom Holland's fourth Spider-Man movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Ruffalo's Hulk is confirmed for that.
Yep.
John Bernthal's Punisher mm-hmm. is confirmed for that. He was killed in season 2 of Walking Dead, we learned at trivia.
Oh, yeah, we played Halloween-themed trivia a couple nights ago, and yeah. You knew that. I did not.
No, my dad knew that.
Oh, yeah,
I did not.
Your dad knew
that. I never watched The Walking Dead.
No, but he knew right away.
I watched the first episode of The Walking Dead.
I watched that with
nothing
you.
Nothing else.
Yeah, I watched it with you.
It was, the first episode was great.
Yeah, we had every intention to keep watching it, but you could tell we didn't, so whatever.
Anyway.
Yes, Punisher's in it. Hulk is in it.
And it's kind of weird because it's a Spider-Man movie, mm-hmm. and those are two very random
to be
Marvel
together
editions.
Too.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Yeah. It's all going to depend on what happens in that movie. I'm
and
excited
the,
to see some
And the
stuff
Punisher's a special presentation.
Yes, that's right.
And Daredevil's season two of
mm-hmm.
Born Again. So, or season 5,
I don't
five,
necessarily
I guess.
Think I don't expect Punisher or Daredevil or anyone like that to be it wouldn't be weird for them to be in secret wars, I don't think, because they could have like a New York level, street level area. But for Doomsday, I don't think they're going to be in there. But Hulk makes sense to me, and I might be saying that based on that art that was released that I know was concept art.
There was concept art.
But I know it was earlier and unrelated, so.
There was concept art of Dr. Doom kind of having a Hulk on a leash. Which is kind of a cool concept. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
And who knows what's real and what's not, and the internet is ablaze.
Literally.
That's kind of what we're talking about
today.
Yeah,
exactly. Was there, we're talking about leaks and just, like, imaginings what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But is there anyone else who you imagine would make sense to be in this movie who has not been announced?
I mean, the big ticket items, the last billion-dollar Marvel movie was Deadpool and Wolverine. So someone from there would make a lot of sense.
Or two someones from there.
Well, Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman are big ticket, especially in their roles as Deadpool and Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
So Marvel needs this movie to be a success, so why would you leave your heavy hitters on the bench?
Yeah, it's true. Because
I'm a baseball expert.
Because you're oh my God. Because you're a baseball expert. That also 100% makes sense to me. So, do you have any other hypotheses as to who might be showing up? Because then I'm going to ask you if you have other hypotheses.
Well, you have a lot of the original X-Men announced, but not all of them.
Nope. Who are we missing who you think might show up?
So Anna Paquin as Rogue is a big one. Famke Janssen as Jean Grey is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
So, in there kind of thing. There's a lot of speculation. Who knows? They also don't have any of the younger generation, the first class, second introduction of the X-Men under Fox announced either.
I don't think they're going to.
I don't think so either, but we can talk about that.
Yeah.
But they did tie them together a little bit in Days of Future Past.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Also, they haven't announced, like, Ms. Marvel or what her name's Photon, I guess, her superhero name.
Yeah.
They haven't announced Monica Rambeau.
Right.
Or Captain Marvel either, right? And considering we left Monica Rambeau meeting the X-Men,
who have been announced,
then you're like, what? Doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense.
So I think they make a lot of sense, but like they're kind of a package deal. Or do you put Ms. Marvel's character with like Kate Bishop and
Kate Bishop.
And like the quote-unquote Young Avengers who aren't that young anymore?
Do they bring the Young Avengers in?
Well, that's the question.
This and more is what we're going to speculate
exactly,
on.
Exactly. So, like you said, speculation running rampant. We've already started this episode speculating these characters. What? Oh, you're rolling up your sleeves.
I'm rolling
you're
them
ready.
Up.
Do you have ideas?
Oh, I have so many ideas.
Okay. All right. Well, I said I was just going to like wing some ideas, but if you have ideas, I think you need to start because I only have one.
I don't know if you want to follow this heat, so.
Okay, do you want to Mine might be more wishful thinking.
Yeah. Wishful thinking is great.
That's how you get wish fulfillment. Okay, so I think that we're going to have more than one battle going on simultaneously.
Okay, this is your pitch.
This is my pitch.
For Avengers Doomsday. Yep.
And alone. I think one, yes.
Keeping in mind that we still have Secret Wars to come a year later.
Yep, totally fine.
Maybe there's some speculation if this is successful, they might even go like, well, let's split Secret Wars into two.
You know what? If they're trying to do something on a huge scale, do it right. If doing it right means doing it two.
If you can split Twilight into two parts, the finale of Twilight into two parts, you can split Secret Wars into two parts.
But channel Jeff Goldblum too with Twilight being like, just you're so worried, so busy wondering if you could. You didn't stop to think if you should. But my thing is,
maybe Jeff Goldblum's character, the Grandmaster, might come in here.
There's a hot take on that. No, I think it makes sense. It's better than trying to shove too many things into one and doing it badly. I think that's just as much of a crime as trying to stretch something unnecessarily.
Yeah, you want to give these cool comic book moments a chance to breathe a little bit. You got a lot of characters, maybe some new characters. I don't know.
And that's the other thing. I'm like, well, that's going to be real tough. Okay. All right. Here's my pitch.
Okay.
This is just for Doomsday.
This is what you want to see.
Yes. There's two parts that I'm going to talk about.
Yeah.
We are going to have more than one. In Doomsday, there's only going to be two fights going on simultaneously. One is going to be on Earth, and New York makes sense. And then one is going to be elsewhere. We've seen that there's going to be some stuff done at the TVA.
Not nowhere.
That's where the Guardians of the Galaxy live. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
We've seen some stuff going on at the TVA, so that's a possibility. Or what's the number of Earth where the Fantastic Four are at?
That's 818?
818. I think those are the two possibilities.
Let me confirm that. The designations are getting... Because 838 was the one that Doctor Strange visited. 828.
Okay, 828. Oh, yeah, that sounds right, 828. So I think it's going to be like a group is like, we'll take the fight to Doom. Because I think that Doom is... just because of how they showed the empty seat when she's talking to all the people. I think the Doom that we're going to be dealing with is the one from the Fantastic Four universe.
Okay.
So I think there's going to be a group that wants to take the fight, like, to him.
Okay.
And so that's how we're going to have two fights going on at the same time. Okay. I think that our heroes all banding. First of all, they're going to be, like, distrusting each other and, like, kind of going against each other to begin with. But they're going to come together to try and, like, save their worlds, right? And we know incursions are a big part of this. So all that's going to lead to this. We're going to have two battles kind of going on at the same time to try and stop Doom's forces or Doom. And we're not going to be doing very well in these fights.
I think that's something we can agree on.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to
be
doing
very well. I think Doomsday is going to be your Infinity War, your Empire Strikes Back, your downer of a...
Yeah, I think we have some people who are alive, but they're like beaten badly. They're not doing so well. You're having people dropping left, right, and center.
Your heroes aren't winning.
Your heroes are not winning. And and I think they're not winning. And I think we are going to end with them not winning. But here's my wishful thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as things are going badly, and there's going to be some, like, some parts, I do think it's logical for Doom to be involved with some of the, like, to some of the characters, like, to whether he's influencing them or swaying them or whatever.
Okay.
So we're getting to my pitch.
Yeah, I think he has to. So Doom is even a more pragmatic villain than Thanos.
Yeah.
I have a lot of experience of Doom reading Fantastic Four comics.
Okay, and whereas I don't, except what you've explained to me.
Yeah, okay.
So he's going to have some on his side, and that's also going to be a major conflict point throughout this whole thing. Do you want to hear my wish at the very end?
The very end.
I don't know if it's going to be like a final scene, like just before they all like lick their wounds and like stagger to wherever they're going to stagger, the ones who are still alive or are mourning, or it's going to be an after credit scene.
After credits are very important, especially for this, because there's another movie coming, so you gotta
we get Wanda.
Okay.
I think we
You're
get
saving
Wanda.
Wanda for an after credits scene.
Oh, or the end. Okay. Like, she might be the climactic moment in this one, because she can't, she's not going to be the climactic moment in the next one.
Is it OG Wanda?
I think it's OG Wanda.
Okay.
I think it's the one who got smushed. I think it's OG Wanda.
But she didn't get smushed.
Because she didn't get smushed. I think it's OG Wanda, and she's, like, very conflicted, and there's this question of whose side she's going to be on. You're very quiet. Okay.
Okay.
First of all, what do you think of my pitch? Because I know yours is much more in depth.
I do think Wanda will be involved.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with you on where Doom is coming from.
Oh, okay. All right. You don't think he's Latverian 828?
I believe that Doom will be coming from the Doctor Strange universe.
Oh.
In Multiverse of Madness.
And that's, we're going to get Doctor Strange that way too.
Where he visited the Illuminati, mm-hmm. And Wanda killed them all.
Yes. Yep, sure did.
And that universe has a power vacuum now.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Doctor Doom, as the leader of Latveria, is going to step into that power vacuum and become their, like, hero.
I actually like that, because then that also brings in that movie more. And, like, yeah, okay.
And he's going to be coming from a place of, he's trying to save his universe that has had these issues with incursions already.
Yep.
And he's going to have a backing of whatever heroes are left from that universe.
Oh.
And you can have any number of variants coming from there.
Right.
Who knows? And maybe they didn't have an Iron Man in that universe.
Right.
Because they didn't in the Illuminati. And obviously, if Tony Stark existed, he would have been in the Illuminati.
He would have been in the Illuminati.
So
someone else that played that role.
That makes a lot of sense. He instead of his parents being killed when he was a teenager or whatever, they were killed earlier, and he got adopted mail order child or something to Latveria.
Sure.
I don't know.
Okay.
Whatever. So, Dr. Doom, Robert Downey Jr., from that universe, as the hero.
And is a variant of our Iron Man. Okay. 616 Iron Man. Okay.
He invents something to absorb power from other heroes.
Mm-hmm.
He gets that from a well-known X-Man or X-Woman, Rogue. That's her mutant power, is absorbing powers.
Mm-hmm.
He secretly uses her and develops this technology.
Is this the same Rogue, or is this a different Rogue? Like,
I feel like it would at least be played by Anna Paquin to give it more weight.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a secret reveal that's what he's done in the background. He's got this program to sap other heroes, and that's how he's getting so much power.
Okay.
And then that, I would say it is the original Fox X-Men. He's, like, gone into that universe, stolen her, and experimented on her. And that brings those X-Men into the conflict.
Yep.
And that's when you have, of course, Monica Rambeau in that universe. Mm-hmm. And they come into conflict, and that brings the 616 in as well. I think he kills Monica Rambeau.
I think,
like,
that's fair.
Right off the bat.
Yeah, I think. I mean, I don't think it's fair. I like her, but yeah, I think we're going to have people die. We're just going to have people
die. Oh, there's going to be a lot of people dying.
And there has to be, like, weight to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to ramp up to the big weight, but we need to have some weight. And I think she's a good some weight character.
And I think Magneto joins Dr. Doom's team.
That makes sense to me.
He has a very persuasive argument about some sort of doomsday event that's going to come,
right,
which is probably to do with incursions,
right?
Universes colliding. Yep. So he's trying to play the good guy, is what I want to see from this movie.
But he is seen as the good guy from his own world.
And he's got the backing, because these heroes got absolutely destroyed by a multiversal threat.
Right.
Wanda.
Yep.
And there's any number of Wandas out there.
Yep.
she kind of takes the place of maybe a Kang-style multiversal threat.
So he, as Doom, was able to is attempting to put a suit of armor around his world.
Yeah.
Okay.
His universe.
Yeah, his universe, yeah. But against Wanda.
And so that's kind of the inciting incident.
And
that way you can play with any number of variants from any number of universes.
Someone's played on by the
either
same,
side.
Some played by not the same.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing that bothers me. I hate that they had Jonathan Majors play all the Kangs.
Yeah.
Because, like, you had Loki played by Tom Hiddleston, and then you had some variants of Loki played by Tom Hiddleston, and then you had, like, an alligator and a child and an old man.
Exactly.
And, like, you can have anything. Yeah.
Loki's variants were very cool. So that's kind of like Doom. He's trying to play the protector, but also gather power kind of secretly. Okay. So it's like that dark tinge to
it. Are his motivations, like, honorable? Does he
yes
believe
no.
his honor? Does he, like, Thanos believed his motivations were honorable for the most part?
Yeah, I think Doom is slightly less honorable because he's got a bigger ego.
Okay.
Thanos was always kind of humble.
Yes.
Doom's biggest weakness is his ego.
Okay.
It's always been, he does everything he does because he's jealous of Reed.
Right. Okay.
So
if this is that one, what happened to Latveria, dude, in 828?
I think you save that for a Fantastic Four movie down the road.
Okay. All right.
But you bring in your own, like, the Fantastic Four, the Pedro Pascal Fantastic Four that we know. Maybe you have a different Sue Storm from that original galaxy and have a whole thing going on there.
Okay.
Kind of fun. But, like, basically the whole plot of the movie is Doom gathering powers from heroes almost secretively.
Okay.
You might maybe have some dramatic irony where the audience knows that he's doing this, but some of the heroes don't, and they're almost on his side, but it's he's, like, kind of secretly evil.
Okay, yeah. Does he sway any of our heroes over to his cause? Or any of our gray characters who may not be heroes?
Namor? I would like to see Namor. Obviously, he's announced as one of the Avenged Chairs.
Yeah.
He seems like he'd be easily swayed.
That's why I'm like, he seems the obvious choice to me.
I'd like to see, I don't know, some ones that you, like, really cheer for. He sways Ant-Man, because Ant-Man's, like, super spooked out about the multiverse.
He fought Kang. The quantum, yeah.
And, like, he's, at the end of his movie, he was paranoid and stuff, so.
Oh, I could actually see that working with him,
like,
too, yeah.
And, like, but he's like, the G. Willikers fun.
Yeah, you totally, totally root for Ant-Man.
So I'd like to see him get swayed. Not mind control like Hawkeye was, but, just convinced.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of a metaphor for, like, fake news and misinformation kind of thing. I'd like to go that route.
Yes. Which makes, if we have X-Men in there, X-Men have always been so political.
Yes, very political.
But, like, you gotta be careful, because Disney's not gonna touch anything too political, of course.
And then, this is my swinging for the fences thing.
Okay, I'm ready.
I would like to see Oscar Isaac play both Moon Knight and Apocalypse.
Really?
Some way. This might be a Secret Wars thing.
Okay.
But he played Apocalypse in the second run of X-Men. I don't think we ever actually watched it.
I don't know.
The Apocalypse.
Yeah.
With, like, Jennifer Lawrence as Mystique and, like,
all
those young
did.
X-Men.
Yeah.
But he was Apocalypse, which is, like, a big bad for the X-Men.
Okay.
And then, of course, he's Moon Knight in the
MCU.
But
He's so good.
Moon Knight hasn't interfaced with anybody.
No.
I'd like to see that maybe in Battle Worlds.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool. Okay.
And maybe that could be my post-credits scene.
You're leading up to Moon Knight. Are you having anyone else, like Blade or anyone in there? Or
Blade's tough. I don't know. I would love to see Mahershala Ali play Blade.
Yeah.
He hasn't really done it. He had a voice in the Eternals.
That's true.
Do we see the Eternals in this? I don't know. I'd like to see one. At least one.
hey, let's acknowledge they exist kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be super powerful. It makes sense for them to be there. You know who I'm okay not seeing? What was What's-Her-Face who gained all the powers of all the Avengers? Gaia.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not going to acknowledge Secret Invasion.
As a thing at all.
No, that's...
What about Nick Fury?
Nick Fury, we're gonna see Nick Fury, and it's gonna retcon Secret Invasion out of existence.
Works for me. Okay. Are we gonna see Agatha?
No.
Okay. I'm just thinking of like TV ones, right? Like TV ones we have.
The only way we see Agatha is depending on how Vision Quest goes and how we get back to Wanda, because Wanda is going to be involved in this somehow. I just don't know.
I was going to ask, that was my next question. Do you think Wanda's going to be involved?
Yes.
Do you think she's alive?
Oh, absolutely. Like we have to go there. I don't know how.
When we see Wanda, is it our Wanda? Or is it 828 Wanda? Or is it... Because we left her alive with her kids.
No, I think it has to be the OG.
I think so, because you have to have that incredible conflict, like internal conflict going on.
Yeah. And then we have a whole thing going on with Loki and like the TVA.
Uh-huh.
I don't really know how to tie that in, but it has to be tied in somehow. Mm-hmm. And that would... bring in Deadpool and Wolverine and some Void stuff.
That'd be kind of cool. Ooh, in my pitch, maybe that's where the second fight happens. In the Void.
In the Void, yeah.
I don't think we need to fight on
the TV set. I don't have the whole thing, which is what makes screenwriting so hard, and that's why I'm not... wouldn't want to be a screenwriter.
I would love to be a screenwriter, actually.
Uh-huh. It's hard.
Oh, yeah. No, I just like would love to be in a writer's room for a while.
A writer's room would be fun until it wasn't, because, like...
Yeah, that's true.
Creatives... well, worse than herding cats.
I agree.
So, yeah, I think the central plot should revolve around Doom being a hero to the world, or worlds.
Right.
But the viewer knows that he's bad guy.
Okay, so his big conflict is always with Reed Richards. Does Reed Richards figure it out then before everyone
else?
Is that
absolutely
like where we're going with
this? That's how you nail him as like the smartest guy in the room, and
he's like, something's up.
And he gets like your new Avengers with Zed, and he gathers like our 616 hero group to like go fight them. That's why you see the Fantastic Four ship coming in at the end of Thunderbolts.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because Doom has come to 828.
828.
And is absorbing powers. He, like, zaps Mole Man and whatever.
Interesting, okay. What is the deal then with Baby Franklin?
That is the thing. Maybe he came and zapped Franklin, or has Franklin hostage and is going to do something to him. Because that was the post-credit scene of Fantastic Four. The other thing is, what is Thanos up to in 828?
Is he there?
We had a Galactus in 828.
We had a Galactus.
So is...
But we didn't have a Galactus in 616. Yet.
That we know of. And we probably would have, because you had your Guardians of the Galaxy, you had your Ego.
Oh, is our Guardians showing up?
I don't know.
They're kind of scattered and all over the place.
I don't know if they will. I
kind of don't think they will.
I think they're going to save the Guardians first.
Battle World, I was going to say.
Yeah. I don't see them showing up at all. Mm-hmm. Maybe in a post-credit scene. That's
maybe like Call goes out to the galaxy or something like that. Yeah, okay. Because remember, Peter Quill is on 616 Earth now.
Peter Quill might be in it, and that's it.
He might be in the post-credit scene, seeing what the heck is going on, making a call out to his buddies in the galaxy.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that also. But I think that's how you maybe get a different Thanos. Maybe he was King Thanos in that universe, because they're making King Thanos a big thing in the
I was just going to say, in the Disneyland ride that's
the
coming.
The Disneyland ride. So they might want to try and make that a thing in the movies.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Galactus was like the big power in the universe there, and King Thanos was kind of like the resistance king.
Okay.
Against Galactus.
Okay.
In that universe.
And now Galactus is gone.
And now Galactus is...
Mm-hmm. But not floofed dead.
Floofed off gone. Somewhere. Mm-hmm. And King Thanos is like, now I rule or something. I don't know.
So he might be what the Fantastic Four starts fighting at the beginning of the movie until Doom shows up.
And Doom and they join Doom. And
exactly.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm spitballing here. That's and it's interesting. Really
I like
fun.
It. I like it. Yeah.
It's probably going to be nothing like that. But it's really fun.
Okay. I'm trying to think. What other characters are going to join Doom? Because I really like your pitch of Ant-Man. Because he might be the most golly gee wholesome guy that there is. Yeah.
Like, G. Willikers, haha, funny guy.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a bad place at the end of his Quantumania movie.
Yeah, he was, like, trying to hold on to that, but he was definitely questioning. And, like, that was hard. I mean, I know a lot of people kind of ignore Quantumania or don't have very good things to say, but he had, like, a moment there, and he was the big one who fought Kang, and he thought he was gonna die, and, like...
He's the only one that's met, like, real Kang.
Yeah, and so... And that's a different level than what... Yeah. Who else do we think? Because I really like that pitch. I think... What about, like, Wong or something like that?
No. No, I don't think Wong.
Can't touch Wong? No. He's too pure and innocent.
No, Wongers.
Wongers!
Well, and we haven't talked about Mephisto at all, so is Mephisto going to be involved in this?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think we might see him, like, a little bit. I don't think he's involved. I think he's going to be like, I don't know, let's see what happens, and I'll pick up the pieces and see what's left. You know what I mean? I don't know, though, because it would... If it's all how much they touch the TV shows, we've only
they're touching them a little bit.
A little bit, but Loki's
Punisher's going to be in Spider-Man.
I know, but Loki's its own character, and he was in the movies first. Punisher's going to be in Spider-Man, but that doesn't mean he's going to be in... It does not mean he's going to be in this
one. Are we going to get any Spider-Mens?
Well, we're going to get Doomsday. Tom Holland. I think we're getting Tom Holland.
For sure, yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think we're going to get all of them. I think we are in Secret Wars.
Secret Wars is going to be nutso. Oh, it's exciting. I don't care. I'm excited.
I don't know. What do you think about Mephisto? That's such a good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
He should be involved. Mephisto would be involved in a threat that big because that
there would be so much him. Desperation that he could get power from someone.
Exactly. But like... I don't know if they're going to bring him in to do that.
It does get messy. You got to plot it down a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Oh, it's so fun,
Very
though.
Interesting.
It's so fun, though. Do you have anything to... Any other random ideas?
Random ideas.
Mm-hmm. Or characters. Random ideas or characters. Because that's one thing... When you're talking this level and it's like, who are we going to see... Are we going to see Captain Carter or just Peggy Carter?
I think just Peggy Carter.
Yeah, probably.
I think we're going to get Steve Rogers, Captain America, mm-hmm. that original one, the one that went and took the Infinity Stones back.
Yep.
I do think we might get to see him taking some of those Infinity Stones back, though.
That might be what we open with. Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Okay. Well... That was exciting, but are you ready for a little game?
Yes, I'm ready. I have no idea what this game is.
All right. This is going to be a blind ranking.
Oh, okay. What am I ranking?
We're gonna tempt the Disney copyright lawyers.
Okay, all right.
Because it's a blind ranking of Disney songs.
Oh, how many are there?
There's five.
Okay, top five.
Top five. Disney songs. One through five.
Okay.
You don't know what's coming next.
Okay.
That's what makes a blind ranking a blind.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Here comes number one.
Okay. Can you sing with all the voices? Oh, it's one of my favorites. Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? I want a Colors of the Wind tattoo. Paint
with all the colors of the wind. What are you ranking Colors of the Wind?
Two.
Two, okay.
It's one of my favorites. Oh, it's so good. So good. Do you know what the songs are? man.
I'll make a man out of you.
Strength of a four. Oh, three. No, four. Ah, four. It's so good, though. It's so good. The Disney Renaissance is not fair. Ah! Okay.
A whole new world.
Another one of my favorites. Three. Because what if my favorite one comes up? Oh, damn it. Oh, it's not my very favorite, but I think it's so good.
Well, you got
number one.
You got one. Okay, yeah, one and five. Okay, shoot. Here. You're leaving five.
I'm leaving five. Yep.
So the next song is number five.
It's gonna hurt so bad. Number one. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so good though.
I do think this is number five.
I don't think so.
Well, which of those would you put number five then?
Unless you're dying to cry your heart out. I actually have no idea. That was amazing though.
Okay.
I'm actually not that mad.
So, Colors of the Wind number two.
Yep.
Can You Feel the Love Tonight number one?
Yep. I'm actually not mad at that.
I think
right.
You did pretty good.
I think that's okay. I would probably switch four and five. I love Make a Man Out of You, but I think Hercules's I Won't Say I'm in Love is like
underrated.
Criminally underrated.
Mm.
And if I just went for which song I like better, they'd probably be tied, and I'd probably just give the edge to the more underrated one.
See, for me, I would have put Colors of the Wind at number four.
Okay.
And
you don't like Pocahontas, though.
I would have probably put Make a Man Out of You at number three.
Okay.
And I would have put what was the next one?
There was A Whole New World.
A Whole New World. I probably would have put that at number two, and then I would have put Can You Feel the Love Tonight at number one.
Okay, all right.
And then I would have been. It's a big risk to have number five open for the last.
No, I'm not. Thing, I'm not mad at how that happened. That was super fun. I really like that, and I love all those songs so much.
Well, it was 90s Disney.
Is
so.
That what it is?
Yeah.
I was so worried that it was going to be like, I don't know. Do you know my favorite Disney song of all time is? I wonder if you can guess.
Disney animated songs.
I actually have two, if you give me one of my favorite ones. You want a hint?
Is it Part of Your World?
No, but that's a really good one.
Oh.
I have a tie between a villain song and a non-villain song.
Is one from Little Mermaid?
One is from Little Mermaid.
Okay.
Poor Unfortunate Souls is like...
Okay.
Yeah. And then the other one is actually You'll Be in My Heart from Tarzan.
Right. You do have a special place. I never liked Tarzan very much.
I did.
Much,
well, that so. Was like... It was very much like... the song I used to sing my little sister to sleep with and stuff. So, like, it's it's all, like, more fuzzy. Colors of the Wind would probably be, like, my second favorite. But I'm not, like, as far as what a better song is.
Your second favorite after your first two favorites?
Yeah.
Lion King has an unmatched soundtrack.
Oh, it's insane.
And
it
then Beauty
insane.
And Beast also has an unmatched soundtrack.
I was going to say, oh, man, what if you give me, like, Beauty and the Beast? Or, oh, so good. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that at all.
That was fun.
I think that was...
You gotta post your blind rankings.
Good deal.
On the Instagrams.
Yeah. Send that to me and I'll post them. I love it. That was super fun. I've always seen blind rankings. I've never done them. So that's our show this week. Thank you, Emil, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. It's also where you can find a link to our email and social media. You can find DisneyA episodes on all of your favorite and not favorite podcast streaming platforms.
Until Disney sues us for playing their songs.
I think it's okay because it's like a certain amount of time you're allowed to do.
I'm not a lawyer. I'm just a baseball expert.
Brilliant. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, what are you waiting for? Seriously, why haven't you done this yet?
Yeah, baseball's over, so...
Yeah, you have no more excuses.
No.
Next episode, like I said, I think we'll be doing Holiday Foodie Guide.
I do like food.
Me too.
And I do like holidays.
Me too. Do you like guiding? I was a girl guide.
I was a beaver.
Yeah, it's about the same. That's so Canadian.
We are the beaver.
I should probably post that song somewhere so people just don't think we're insane.
I'm sure people think that already. That's why you're listening to us, that's so
right.
It's fine.
It's
fine.
Right. It's your own fault.
Wow, this outro has gone off the rails.
Okay, we're going to end it. I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney, eh?
Because I'm a baseball expert.